good. I mean, it's a short week with Easter. You know, can I just tell you, thank you so much for your kids' birthdays being back to back. Might be an inconvenience for you, but it's just really easy to be like, and this is the weekend we celebrate the Slaughter Kids.
I know. It just worked out. It worked out really, really well that now Ebby Lee probably isn't going to tell me that on Easter morning when like she gets up and we're like, happy birthday, Ebby Lee. And everybody has some sort of Easter basket that they're also getting to, you know, open. But it worked out well because I feel like there are no sports and their friends don't have sports. So just it doesn't happen very often this spring. It's really hard to plan a spring birthday and have people come. And I don't know. It's spring birthdays are tricky, but this weekend it worked out.
Listen, it's working out really well for my kids. They have, yeah, because they don't have sports. And it's just in my head, I can compartmentalize like, we're getting two kids presents. We have two kids parties. It's just really like Smith has something to do now. Kensington has something to do now. If you wanted to do, remember when they were like one and two, you did the Lumberjack and Jill party.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to combine their birthdays again, I'm like, hey, do that. Show kids
I mean,
are just up
if
for
we
it.
Could, I would because I have pretty much. So this weekend, my kids are both having like one's having a party on Friday. One's having a party on Saturday. And then it'll pretty much be like. Birthdays are over. You know what
yeah.
I mean? If I could think of a way to combine those, I totally would. When I was telling Tab, hey, this is what the weekend's going to look like. It was like birthday, birthday. Then it's her actual birthday.
Yeah.
You know, then Nixon's birthday is next week.
Throw in Easter.
Yeah. And Easter.
Yeah.
And some baskets.
It's a whole lot going on. Okay. So let's Easter. Are you doing baskets for your kids?
I don't do actual baskets because I feel like we just throw those away or they get stuck in the attic and you never use them again. So I got them actual things that I think they'll use. Not a lot of like cute, just Easter fillers, you know what I mean? They each got like a couple little things and I'll just put it like a little pile.
It's
not wrapping anything. It'll just be like out.
Yeah, like a pile. Yeah. It's a good time of year to get summery things like flip-flops or a swimsuit, things like that, that you know your kids are going to need. Maybe another pair of pajamas. That's always a good thing to stick in there.
Yeah, yeah. A new baseball hat, like things like that. Yeah.
So on Sunday, it's Ebby Lee's birthday and Easter. So are you going to have like a lunch or a dinner? And what are we honoring? Both? How does this work when
We're
your kid's birthday's on a holiday?
Both. It's a little different because we, other than Tab's dad and stepmom, we don't live here near other families. So, and his dad's out of town this weekend.
Okay.
So Marla will come after church. We're going to all go to church together. She'll come over after church. And I told Ebby Lee, I was like, why don't we have kind of a typical Easter lunch and then we can go have dinner or... You know, wherever you'd like. That was kind of a good agreement or whatever. And the problem is growing up, I lived near family. So I feel like we had a lot of the meals that you actually don't like. Like we had a lot of meats and everybody brought a side because we would get together a lot. But I think because we don't have that a lot. I don't know why. If we're getting together like with you guys, we're not each bringing sides and having a meat.
Right.
We do it some with Marla or at Marla's, but there are only eight of us. You know, there's not like 20 of us getting together to celebrate. So again, it kind of just turns into more like we have a meal. So when I told Ebby Lee, like, hey, let's do something more Easter, she was kind of like, well, what does that look like? And I'm like, well, I don't know. What if we get like ham and then you can pick some of your favorite sides? And she was like, I don't like ham. So then I'm like, okay, well, want to have turkey? I mean, so basically we're having Thanksgiving food.
I was just going to say turkey does lean very Thanksgiving. I'm not saying you can't have it on Easter, but it does lean very Thanksgiving.
It's very Thanksgiving, but I'm trying to like compromise. It's her birthday. So she came up with some sides and that's what we're doing. And then we'll probably just chill because we will have partied the 2 days before.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have sushi that night for dinner.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I mean, here's the reality of it too, though. typically, and I know this totally can happen to Ebby Lee too, but typically my kids' birthdays, I feel like, fall on a Wednesday. And for lunch, they're having their peanut butter and Nutella sandwich. It's in their lunch bag. So I think it might not be her most ideal menu, but it's better than a school lunch, probably.
Oh, yeah. And according to her father, like, well, how long are we celebrating this special day, right? A party, a lunch, a dinner. I mean, yes.
And so then you have 2 days off, and then it's Nixon's real birthday.
But he'll be at school, right? Amy has baseball practice that day. So I even said, I'm like, hey, what if I show up at the end of practice with Happy Meals for everybody on your team? Like, how fun would that be?
Yeah.
You guys are hungry. And he looked at me like, Mom, that would be so embarrassing. So his birthday will be a little more low key.
Yes, I think that's okay.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I mean,
what about you? What are
age.
Your plans for Easter?
Well, this weekend, my kids are celebrating your kids. And so that's what we're doing. Maidly has a birthday party on Friday night, too, for a friend. So it's a lot of birthday parties are happening this weekend. But it's good because they don't have school Friday. So I think there's lots of reasons why it's a good weekend to host or for your kids to be invited to a birthday party. I am bucking the system. My parents both listen to our podcast, so I'm going to pick my words carefully because so far they really like it, but I don't want to turn them off, Mom and Dad. We are hosting Saturday night. I think this is going to be like way more fun. I just think the rest of the 49 people in my family don't know how much fun it's going to be, but I think it's going to be so fun. I think my mom sees that it's going to be fun, but I think after we do it, my mom and I think my dad really sees it's going to be fun. I think after we do it, my whole family's going to see that this is way more fun. We are bucking the system. I think my family's been eating at like my grandparents' country club since, I don't know, my mom was 5. So a long time. Okay.
Okay.
And it worked out well for them back in the day because, as you might imagine, the country club was by their home. Okay. Fast forward 60 years or whatever. And we all live all over the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I do live the furthest away from said country club, but we all live further away. And, you know, when I was growing up, there were 10 of us, my grandparents, my parents, my brother, my aunt and uncle, and my 2 cousins. So that's 10. So that was that's one table. It's a doable size Easter.
And now I'm pretty sure you just said there are 49 of you.
Yes. Now, I mean, I really don't know. I think if you include Uncle Nut, our cousin from California, you've got 27, 28 people.
Yes.
Okay. And we have out of 28 people, I don't know how it's possible, but if you were there on any major holiday with us, might be 28 people, but Erica, I swear there's 65 under the age of 4. Okay. They're so many small children. I mean, there's so many. They're all precious and cute, but just all, it's like we're rabbits. They have multiplied in my family. So instead of going to said country club for the first time ever, we are going to come to my house on Saturday night and have like an Easter barbecue. So we have eggs. We're going to hunt eggs. We've rented a bounce house. The weather's supposed to be nice. So then it's like really relaxed. We're not going to, you know, country clubs are, you're wearing your church.
Stuffy.
Yeah. You're wearing your church clothes and you and your family have gotten up early, gone to church, sat in these clothes all day, driven all the way there. So you're a little hangry by the time you get there and you're still wearing your like finest. So now it'll be like, wear your jeans. It's going to be super casual. We're going to have a barbecue. We're going to hunt Easter eggs. It's going to be fabulous. I'm changing the trajectory of my entire family right now. And there's resistance, but it's happening. We're doing it.
Okay. So then what will you do on Easter Sunday after church?
Well, my little family of 6 will get up and we'll go to church. And then we have reservations at a steak restaurant that is only a place we visit like Christmas Eve, you know, like it's only for very, very special things. We've never had a Easter Sunday, just the 6 of us. And so we're going to go eat there and then come home and watch baseball and put our comfies on. You know, it's a school night too. So then it can be kind of like we can wind down and prepare for the week ahead. So that's what we're doing. It's going to be
great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yes.
I'm really thankful that the sun will be shining because like I said, there's 105 kids under the age of like 5 in my family. And so they will have my yard to be in versus all being in my house.
Yes. And it's a nice yard. That's great.
Yeah. Lots of space. We can run around. I think this is going to be really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's
our plan. Are you ready for it? Did you get that reference? I'm going to say it again.
No, what'd you say? Oh, no.
I was trying to slowly go into the next segueing? Topic. I said, are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it. Wait, what are we ready for?
Should I sing that?
Is it a Taylor Swift song?
Yeah. Isn't that what she says? Like, are you ready for it?
And listen, I totally get it. Okay, hey, thanks. She just came to town. I mean, she came to town.
I know. I feel like everybody also went to visit her in our town, and we weren't there.
We weren't there. She came for, what, 3 nights? Is that right?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, she came for 3 nights. I feel like everyone I know had tickets. I think these people were buying tickets. Was it in the fall? I remember when people were buying tickets.
And I thought she broke the internet or something, right? When she sold tickets, when the tour went on sale.
Yeah, it was like huge. At the time, nobody in my family, Taylor Swift is fine, right? I mean, we like Taylor Swift, but we're not Swifties or whatever they're called, but we like Taylor Swift. But at the time, nobody in my house was, oh my gosh, I want to go. Oh, we have to go. And so I'm not going to buy $600, $800 tickets if nobody's asking. So we didn't go. And then she came to town and it was such a hoopla that I swear, like Ashby Madeley and Kensington were all like, oh my gosh, would have been my dream come true. Oh, no, we're not there. I'm like, I've never heard any of the three of you mention Taylor Swift.
So I think I'm confused. Because everybody that went posted these pictures where their outfits looked like so much fun. I saw people from Arkansas drive down. I saw people from Austin come over. There were people from all over who came to Dallas. And how many people can fit in AT&T Stadium? Do you know?
Oh, 100,000?
Okay, so
a lot. I mean, it's for the Cowboys, but for those of you that don't know,
there were 300,000 people-ish that saw Taylor Swift. I even have some friends that went Friday night and then went back again on Sunday night.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy. Wait, I just looked up to see how many people could fit there. 80,000. Okay,
240.
With standing room, 105,000. So yeah, okay. A ton of people. Here's the thing. I did get caught up a little bit in the momentum of like, she's here and like everybody was kind of losing their marbles about it. Kensington, like, after the fact on Sunday, was like, gosh, I wish I would have gone. Then she found this Taylor Swift era, because that's the name of the tour sweatshirt on Etsy. And she was like, Mom, can I have this sweatshirt? The sweatshirt's like so cool. It'll just like
give me happy feelings all of my life.
Yeah. And I was like, that is a whole heck of a lot cheaper than me taking you to the concert. You can have a sweatshirt. And then Madeley, who's 8, she goes, Mom, there's a Netflix like documentary on her tour. Can I watch it? And I was like, sounds a whole lot cheaper. You can watch that. I mean, it probably wasn't age appropriate, but I'm like, look,
it
everybody
saved
got
you like $1,600. Yes, I really have no idea how much the tickets were, but
one of Madeley's friends went with her mom and she spent $850 on two, like a ticket. So she put, yes, like, so that's $1,700. And that's not your parking, your food, which is totally fine. Like, it looked like the most amazing time. I just feel like I got off really good with a $40 Etsy sweatshirt and a Netflix special.
Oh, I feel like I could show Ebby Lee all those videos other people posted on their social media and I pretty much could convinced her that we saw the best parts.
I know for some reason I reference the sports station every time we talk, but one of the guys went to see it and they had set aside a segment on Monday for him to talk about it. He went with his 21-year-old daughter and his wife. And he said, all last week I kept thinking this was going to be the segment where I just rip the concert to shreds. And he was like, actually, this is the segment where I now tell you I'm a Swiftie. He was like, he goes, I stood the entire time. I belted out every song. He goes, at one point I realized I was jumping. He was like,
oh my God.
Yes, he was like, it was the most amazing concert I've ever been to in my entire life. And he said, I really thought I was going to hate it.
I mean, it did look amazing. She changed clothes so many times. One of Tab's friends, they have 3 daughters, and his wife was out of town with one of them, I think. And so 2 were at home with him. 1 got invited. So just this one daughter was like kind of bummed that she, you know, couldn't go, just her and dad. Well, he surprised her. And I really think the day of, he went online and bought, from one of those like secondhand ticket places. Shay, he had front row seats.
Like, oh my gosh.
He came home and was like, get dressed, we're going. He sent us a video and it was like the cutest thing in the whole world. Again, I'm I showed Abby Lee and I was like, do you feel like you're there? Look how close you are.
She can borrow Kensington's sweatshirt and watch the Netflix thing with Madeley and she'll feel like she, they were all went then.
Absolutely.
It really was. She brought a momentum that I haven't seen at a concert here in Dallas. And I can't even tell you the last time somebody came with a momentum like that.
Absolutely.
I'm not even sure if I'm being honest. You know, the Cowboys haven't gone to the Super Bowl since I was in middle school. I even think the buzz was so vibrant that even if the Cowboys went to the Super Bowl, I think it might be the same, but I don't know that it would dominate my TV, my media, my feed, I felt like everybody was talking about it.
I think it's also because on social media, most of the people that are on there are women.
Yes.
And women were excited about Taylor Swift or the girl. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, I think guys, women and men, but mostly guys are going to be more excited about the Cowboys. So I think that too, like, I wouldn't see it as much on social media, probably.
I saw a statistic and it said this wasn't because they don't know demographics when you buy a ticket, but based on like counting or whatever, and multiplying that out, it was 17 to 20% men. So you have like almost 80% women at the concert.
Yes.
That's gonna be a lot of happy energy.
Super cool. Okay, I have another really fun story I have to tell you.
Okay, I want to hear.
I thought it was funny. I saw this on Insta stories, and I don't think you watch, or you don't watch that often. Okay, so Sally Hepworth is one of our favorite authors. She's written, I don't know, 7-ish books, maybe.
All great.
Shay and I would recommend them all. We got to meet her a couple years ago.
Last year.
Last year. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We got to meet her. She came to McKinney, Texas on her book tour. Okay. Well, she's back on tour right now. Mm-hmm. And she was just in LA. Uh-huh. Did you see this on your Insta story?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. I've been following her packing and her going.
Did you see the funny story she talked about?
I don't know which story you're going to talk about.
Okay. So she's in LA and her flight gets delayed. 13-hour flight delay. So she's trying to go from LA to New York and she has 13 hours. And I guess in the airport, she met this sweet husband and wife. She said in the lounge, after I read or like listened to the whole story, I started messaging her because I was like, this cannot be true. Okay, so she told me they met in the lounge. That's the first time. Like it wasn't, you know, somebody helping with her tour that was also flying with her. She didn't know, like legit strangers that she meets in the lounge. And when they're going on the same flight, their flight's delayed too. I guess they start looking for hotels that are close where they could just, you know, go leave, spend the night, get some sleep, and then come back. And they're having a hard time finding them. So they decide they'll go together. They get an Uber together and they go to one hotel. I can't remember the name. And it was all full. They said, we're sold out because WrestleMania is in town. They go to another one, hear the same thing. The Uber takes them to a third and they say there's one room left. And so the three of them share a hotel room.
I did not hear this story. She shared a hotel room with another couple?
Yes. She said it was a king bed.
Oh, Sally.
So she and the wife slept in the bed and the husband slept in the floor.
Oh, Sally.
And she said, she was like, I just kept thinking this is going to make a hilarious story or it's going to be the plot of my next book. It could go either way. All worked out. They sleep. They get ready. They go back to the airport together. And just, I think accidentally, I don't know, the next day she posted a picture and her and the woman was across the aisle from her on the flight to New York.
Oh, Sally. I love Sally. Here's the thing. I wouldn't be able to sleep. And I am such a good sleeper, but I could not sleep in a bed with a stranger.
I know. I mean, okay, I remember Sally being absolutely precious when we met her. And this pretty much sums her up. Like, so trusting and sweet. And I immediately responded. I was like, have you seen Dateline? Like, do they have that show in Australia, right? I mean, and she said no. And I'm like, that exactly sums up why I wouldn't have been able to do that. She hasn't seen Dateline or she wouldn't have been able to do it either.
I, Sally Hepworth, you are a New York Times bestselling author. You are a force. Your name is up there with mega authors. Yes. I don't understand who's arranging your tours, because last April when she came to see us, remember a girl off of Instagram picked Sally up at the airport and brought her to the event that we had in her honor.
Which is why I thought, like, okay, well, maybe we're using the term strangers kind of lightly. Like, she didn't really know them, but, you know, somebody had scheduled them to pick her up. No, that wasn't the case in this story.
They were strangers. But even when the person drove her to McKinney, like, it's just like it would be like someone just comments on your Instagram and you go to Cleveland and have them pick you up. It could be a Dateline, right?
I saw that, came out of my bedroom, and I was like, Tab, you have got to hear this story. When I got to the part, just like when I was telling you about, like, she stayed in the hotel room with him, he was like, what? I know. Crazy, shocking kind of story.
Oh, listen, she's a character and she's so lovable. And this is why, because she just like rolls with it. I could not sleep though. Could you sleep with a stranger? Even if I were exhausted, I could not fall asleep.
No, I would have been thinking they're going to kill me. Like when I close my eyes, they're going to kill me.
And I don't want to touch them. Not just because they're a stranger. I don't want to touch them, you know, in the bed while I'm like laying and like, I don't want to roll over and like my arm go over them. Yeah. They're a stranger. I'm out on that. Oh my gosh.
Thankfully for Sally, they ended up being darling people and I'm sure they've made friends for life. But it could have gone the other way, right?
It could have. You know where she is today, that right now we're filming this. She's in Boston.
Oh, thank goodness she made it.
I do know that. I know. Thank goodness she made it is right. Yeah. Her and her adorable wardrobe and her wigs, they all made it there.
Absolutely precious.
That is really funny. We went from books. Since we've resurrected the podcast, I have never watched so much TV. You know, I like to watch the same thing on repeat.
Yes.
I know that we have another series to break down at some point, but you have me watching shows, which then kind of makes me watch other shows. So we're going to get into that. But another show that I watched, because I saw like Bestie Breakdown feedback, is I'm going to say it wrong. And I've watched Night Agent. Have you watched Night Agent?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Okay. So now that we're back and we're saying, people, tell us what to do. Well, they're telling us. And I'm like, oh, these are time consuming things to do. Like the other day you told me how to read a book. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a lot to do.
You still have to read that book.
I know. I'm going to read the book. You have me reading a book and watching a series, which made me watch other things. And then people were like, you should talk about Night Agent. So
it sounds like I'm a little bossy. I like that.
Well,
okay, Night Agent, where are you watching this?
So I pulled up Netflix, my app, and it was, and when I looked a couple of days ago, it was the number one show on Netflix. So a lot of people sent me feedback and they were like, watch it. Andrew will love it. Watch it, watch it, watch it. And it was the number one show. So I've watched the first episode and I like it. Now, Andrew says he does not have a desire to watch it. We'll see, because it's scripted and he's into not scripted shows right now. I don't know. It's a scripted show.
He only watches reality?
Or like documentaries. Like he's kind of like, because I will say the first episode was very intense and I was like, oh, what's going to happen? And at one point, I'm not even lying, I had my hands over my eyes because it's not a Hallmark show, because he's this FBI agent at night. So it's all dark because he's like getting the bad guys at night, you know? So I'm like, oh, I can't see who's going to jump out from behind that bedroom.
Okay, so this show is more like 24 or something like very serious. Okay.
I've only watched the first episode, Erica, and maybe it's all about to go a different direction. So forgive me if I'm about to speak out of turn. But to me, it reminds me of a show that would play on ABC or NBC. So far...
And 9 p.m.
Well, yeah. You know, I haven't heard like foul language or nudity.
Oh, okay.
You know, like so far, I'm like surprised it's the number one show on Netflix, because unfortunately in 2023, unless you're a documentary or you're like really trashy, you're kind of not the number one show. So I was surprised when I watched
it.
Good
for America for watching it. Okay.
Now, maybe episode two is about to go all, you know, Breaking Bad on us and it's going to be super violent and super cussing and sexual content. I don't know. Episode one was not like that. So I think it would be a good show for like couples to watch together. I mean, at this point, I would say like Smith could watch it, but I'm not going to let him watch it till I watch more.
Yeah.
But it was very, it's the number one show. So people told me to watch it.
Check it out.
I watched it, Night Agent. And so far, I'm like interested. But, you know, I got to toggle back to the other stuff you have me watching. I can't just devote all my time to Night Agent.
I know. I'm keeping my list going, too. I have some other things I'm going to have you check out. So,
oh, gosh. I've got to read books. I got to keep watching all these. When am I supposed to watch Crazy Rich Asians for the 400th time if I'm watching all this other stuff?
Well, skip it. That's the whole point. Nobody likes to watch the same movie over and over again.
It's like you don't even know me. Can I introduce you to my friends, Harry and Sally? Okay, I do. I like to watch the same movies over and over. But now I'm eating my lunch and watching Night Agent. Okay. So that's where I am.
Have we talked about When Harry Met Sally is, what year did that come out? I feel like you should know this.
My guess would be 1986.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, we were too young to watch it.
Yes, yes.
Okay, what's the guy's name in that movie?
Billy Crystal?
Yes. I was expecting it. I watched it not too long ago because I hear you talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. I've got to be honest, I was really underwhelmed with the movie.
You know what I think the movie is? I think it's one of those you can't just watch once. You know how there's some movies that just get better with age and with repetition and you pick up on the nuances and I think from start to finish, the music, the setting, the acting is all brilliant. The script, I think she won the Academy Award, now Nora Ephron, for best script that year. But I think the more I watch it, the more I pick up on things and it makes me love it even more.
I think this is why. I think to me, it's similar to like a You've Got Mail.
Yes.
But it's like so much more rated R.
Well, yeah, Nora Ephron wrote You've Got Mail too. So it is rated R.
I like that one.
Yes. And that one would be PG-13. So, or even PG. So she wrote both of them. And yes, it is rated R. I mean, here's the thing. It's rated, I hate 2023, right? It's rated R for 1986.
Right. Now it would probably be rated PG-13. Yep. But I was expecting it to be just like You've Got Mail. So when I started watching, I was like, oh gosh.
Yeah, because that's the whole premise of the whole
movie.
I say the whole point of the movie is, can you be friends with the opposite sex? Either no, or you're going to have sex with them. I mean, in a nutshell, that's what it is. Like, can two friends, they are friends for 13 years in the movie, can they just be friends? And it like walks through
spoiler,
their life.
Spoiler. No. Yeah. I won't say
well, it. I mean, if you haven't, it came out in 1986. If you that's haven't true. Watched it,
we spoiled The Bachelor behind. Last week, and that was like 2 days old. So, I mean, we could probably talk about it.
Hey, speaking of that, I mean, I know you know this, but we talked about The Bachelor, and then I went and had dinner with a bachelor, and I will not say what our conversation was, but it was very, I don't know bachelor talks. We don't talk about The Bachelor when we get together with my brother and Catherine. We talk about a million other things, but we sat down at dinner and I was like, Catherine, if Sean had said that to three girls and then he had done this, what would you have done? And it was a colorful conversation. That's what I'll say.
I'm sure.
It was a good time. They both looked at me like, you don't watch the Bachelor. Like, this is not what we normally talk about. But I'm like, no, I want to know what you would have done. So I'm
probably though, like Catherine now might have done something different than Catherine then would have done, you know?
I think we all agreed that Ariel was the real winner.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what this girl looks like, but I'm a fan of hers because I think now she's the real winner. And I know you said she's not going to be the next Bachelorette, but I'm pulling for that.
Yeah, I don't think that's in the cards this time, Shay.
Do you listen to Chris Harrison's podcast?
Yes.
Did you hear him talk when Mike Fleiss stepped down or whatever?
We had this conversation. Do you remember this? Now we're reconversing about something we've already discussed.
I can't remember if we talked about here or not there. I think he's going to come back. We haven't talked about it on the air though, right?
No, we haven't.
I think I would watch it if he came back.
Yeah, remember because I was like, why? You're not a fan. Do you remember this? Is it coming back to you?
It's and coming
you
back. Like, I have a hard time now blurring what we say here and what we say not here.
It's all merging together and becoming... I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
I hope he comes back. I hope Ariel's the Bachelorette. And then I'm going to watch.
Okay. You heard it here first, friends.
And then I'm going to watch maybe at least one episode. Then I'm going to go back to Night Agent and all the other
all
stuff
the other
watch.
List I have I going for you.
I'm not going to watch Big Brother though. Let's see. I mean,
are you ready for some random listener questions?
I'm ready.
Okay, I've got the first one. What is your favorite household gadget?
I mean, like outside of my coffee pot, are we talking like appliancy or something? This is not it. The can opener is not it. But are we talking more like can opener or more like my air fryer?
I think it's open-ended. I think you could say gadget.
Do you have an answer?
I was going to say my slow cooker, and I thought your answer was going to be your Dyson.
Oh, I love that Dyson. Okay. Yes. Coffee pot would be, can't live without. Love my slow cooker. That stick Dyson thing. Do you not have one?
Yeah, I do. I do. Okay. I just think you love yours more.
I have three of them now. I love it.
Why?
I love it. I have, because I am type A, and there are certain areas of my house I like to over vacuum. So I keep it in those areas. Like I have one upstairs and then one in our closet because I have white floors and my hair. I don't know how I have hair on my head because I swear I vacuum up a ton of my own hair like twice a day.
Yes.
And then I have one in the laundry kitchen. Room.
Yeah.
I love that thing. You know, it's so light too that my little girls are at the age where they think it's fun to like play with it. Like, and I'm like, yes, please play with mommy's vacuum. Please yes. play with it by mommy's hair on the white bathroom floors. Yes. Yeah. Yours yes. is your slow cooker.
I think so.
Is it still the all clad one?
Yes.
You have the newer.
The same one.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you have the even newer version of the one I have. Cause you can brown yours, like plug it in and brown yours, right?
Mm-hmm. In the slow cooker. Yeah.
My liner, I can put on my stovetop and brown.
Okay.
But I can't plug it in. And I always think to myself, like, I need the one that Erica has. In fact, yes, I'm writing down amazing. A note here about maybe I need one of those because I do love my slow cooker.
Okay, wait, okay. Maybe that yeah. leads us to our next question.
Oh.
What would you like for Mother's Day? Maybe if Andrew's listening, he could get you the updated all-clad slow cooker.
I would actually really like that one because I would like to be able to plug. Not that it's a big deal to take my liner out.
Right.
Because it's totally not. But I actually would really like that. What would I like for Mother's Day? I'm terrible at this game today, Erica.
I know what I want.
Tell me.
I want a visit to the spa.
Okay, that is not what I want. Oh, let's talk about that.
I want to hear some waterfall sounds. I want to smell some sort of eucalyptus.
What do you want done?
I don't even care. I want somebody to like rub my back, rub something. That's what I want.
Okay. We're going to take a second on this. So I like a facial, like a good facial. Mm-hmm. I like a really good facial. I am not interested in a massage. Not that I won't have one if we're on a girls trip and everybody's doing it, but I'm not interested in a massage, but a good facial I'll have.
I am interested in all the above.
Yeah, we go back to that, what my time is worth thing. And I know, but you people, everybody's always like, everybody is always like, you know, how do you get all that stuff done? There's no way you read all those books and do all those things. It's because I don't waste my time on massages. I am over here like maximizing every dang minute. Okay. Like there's no downtime.
I'm not getting a lot of massages. That's why I'm asking for one for Mother's Day. It's a special occasion.
No, because the whole time I would be laying there, I would be like, I should be doing something else. No, I need to relax. I probably, for Mother's Day, I need a prescription to something that's going to calm me down because I have a problem relaxing. I was watching a show the other day. I know that you've watched it. We don't have to talk about the show yet, but they were getting like group massages and everybody was like, I've only had one couples massage ever in my life. And it was Schaefer. And the whole thing was awkward. And she made noises the entire time. Like we joke about it because she's very like, ow. Yeah. Like it was more like sensitive to, she's not a massage person either. So then, yes. So anyway, massages. Do you know what I'm talking about, that show?
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did that group massage scene make you uncomfortable?
I feel like maybe that was a little bit put on for the camera.
That's what Schaefer sounded like.
Yeah, because it was a lot of sounds. And there were like, I don't know, 8 girls getting a massage at the same time. And they were all kind of making those sounds.
Yeah. So you're going to go to the spa. I'm going to go see someone about something that will just make me relax. And
you almost need like a therapist. Right?
I don't have time for that.
I bet they'll let you bring your computer.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I have other things to talk about, but you know what? We'll catch people next time. Have we already had an episode this week? This is our second episode this week?
Yeah. It's coming out on Friday. So in 2 days, it'll be Easter. So happy Easter Sunday, everybody.
Happy Easter Sunday. It is our, I speak for both of us, but this is our most important holiday, right? This is the holiday.
Yes.
Yes, because he lives, and that is the most important thing about our faith. So hope you have a wonderful Easter. And yes. Erica, I'm going to see you in a minute because you're picking me up to take me to dinner. So
yes, I'll see you soon. We'll see everybody else next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl. It's executive produced by John Reinhardt at Free Dreams Studio. And our associate producer is Jane Lemoyne. We love emails. Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com. I just want to celebrate. I just want to celebrate. Because it's a